Hey guys, it's me, Camille.
And me, Tim. And we are coming at you from a place that's never too far from the headlines, it seems like.
I know.
St. Louis.
Yeah, so listen, we know a lot of you have probably been following the news out of our city. For days, people here in St. Louis have demonstrated in streets, in parks, and at businesses over the acquittal of a former white city police officer who shot and killed a black man, Anthony Lamar Smith, 6 years ago during a chase.
And look, there are several startling facts in this case, including an audio recording of the officer, Jason Stockley, pledging to kill Smith before pulling the trigger.
And there have been lots of recent allegations of excessive police force used against protesters.
Maybe unsurprisingly, many people have either asked us in person, sent us emails, tweets, you know, all that kind of stuff, asking us, you know, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah.
Which
honestly,
is a fair question.
It is a fair question. We do a show about race and class, but honestly, we have not decided yet.
So, listen, both of us, Camille and I, have spent a big chunk of our careers before doing this show basically covering breaking news, news of the day, news of the week, living inside of a news cycle, essentially.
Yeah, but neither of us has any desire to just join in on the noise in this one. I mean, our whole show is about sustained coverage around race and class and systems.
Yeah, but we should say, though, our colleagues at St. Louis Public Radio have done a great job.
Yep.
And if you want to follow that coverage for the latest, you know, twists and turns in the reaction that we've seen here in St. Louis, you can find all of that coverage at stlpublicradio.org. It's great stuff.
Yep. And we don't want to seem like we're going to completely ignore what is going on, because we're not. We're actually working on a couple ideas we're hoping to bring you a little later in this season. You just have to be a little patient. But in the meantime, we're going to do something different with today's episode. Quite different.
It's about us.
It's about us. Oh, man.
We have not lost our minds, by the way, people.
We haven't, and this is a little bit accidental, so let us explain.
So as we've been collecting stories to bring to you over the past couple of months, people have been asking us about us.
Yeah, it's kind of weird as a journalist to have people we're kind of on the other side of things.
Yeah. I ask the questions, right?
It's our job to ask the questions. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's about halfway through our season. We'll be taking a break at the end of the year, if we didn't say that before. So we thought, why not just do this now? Because people are curious about the nitty-gritty behind the show and how Tim and I do it together. So today we're going to answer some questions about Tim.
And Camille. And give you guys sort of a behind-the-scenes look at our show.
Yeah, a peek behind the podcast curtain.
So from St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is We Live Here, or Tim and Camille.
A show for people somewhere on the woke spectrum.
So Camille, how long have we been doing this show together?
22 years.
Yeah, I was going to say we're hitting about 30 years at this point.
About 30 years? No, we've been doing it together 2 years.
Has it been that long?
It has.
Or
it
has.
We spent a lot of time in this studio, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Too long?
Probably. We are just slap happy in this studio right now.
But look, even after working with each other for months and months and months, there are still many things we don't talk about.
I tried to talk sports with you.
Yep.
You're not interested. You're not having it.
Yeah, and sometimes I talk about conditioner or my eyebrows. Tim doesn't care.
I just smile and nod. I'm yeah.
Oh, gosh. He lets me politely ramble.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
Anyway, although we sometimes joke that we share a brain and we also share an office, it's mostly work stuff.
Which is why we said when we were approached by the producers of WNYC's The Takeaway a while back, they asked us to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And we said, sure.
Yeah, they wanted us to do this segment called Uncomfortable Truths.
Mm-hmm.
You all should really check it out. And it's all about capturing real conversations with real people about race.
And they wanted us to do something in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So at first we thought we'd just help them find some other people. Because mm-hmm. like we were saying at the top of the show, that's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We can hook you up with some interesting people. And then they were like, no. They turned the tables on us.
They kind of played a mind trick, though.
They were
they did kind of play a mind trick, though. Because they were like, do you know anyone?
Yeah. Do you know anyone? Can you call them tomorrow? And we were like, oh, that's a quick
crazy.
Turnaround.
And they were like, oh, what about just you guys do it?
Yeah. They turned the tables on us.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we said yes. And so some of you out there may have heard this, but we're guessing many of you haven't. So, what you're about to hear is Tim and I interviewing each other.
The Takeaway's former host, John Hockenberry, kicked things off by letting Camille go first.
Yeah, ladies first. Mm-hmm. But I did have a burning question, one I had been dying to ask for a while. And it has to do with Tim's newsroom nickname, which I don't think we've ever revealed to you guys. Yeah, so in the newsroom, Tim's nickname is Woke Lloyd.
It's something that I've been curious about because we haven't really gotten into it, but when do you feel like you woke up?
This is totally cliche, but it's my truth in that Ferguson happened. And at the time, I was assigned to covering daytime stories early on. And that was a lot of stories about people trying to make sense of what happened the night before. And, you know, I would go out and I would do those stories and then I would put the microphone away. And I had the experience that I think, and I know many other white reporters had, including at this station, where I had more honest conversations about race than I had at any other point in my life. And it shook me and made me start to question my own privilege, my own ideas about race, my own understanding of what it meant to be white in America. You know, months later, when my former editor asked me to be part of a team to create the show that we work on now, you know, that process just continued, that continual questioning of my privilege and trying to understand how I, as a white guy, fit into this larger conversation about race. I think one thing that I've wanted to ask you about that we've talked about a little bit, you left a great gig in Florida. You're close to the water, you know, the beach, and to come and do this show with me at a public radio station in St. Louis, that's a huge leap. And I just wonder what you expected and what you found.
The conversations that people were having were conversations that people had in my previous job years before. And so, like, entering a community where it felt like, oh my God, like, they really aren't as far along as maybe I really thought.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was a little disheartened by that. But yeah, but it was also kind of remarkable because people were saying the same stuff. I mean, the same conversations, the same arguments, the same issues, the same wants, the same desires. And it just so happened that this community didn't really seem to have dealt with it like other places I've lived.
Yeah.
And so a way it felt like a backward step.
You've said this to me before, is that the South in some ways feels much further along than the Midwest to you.
The biggest thing about the South, I think, is like the closet doors have been opened. So the skeletons have been out for decades and decades and decades. And here in St. Louis, it just can feel so oppressive as a young Black woman, and the lines are so clear here. Put on top of that, it's like this slathering of like Midwestern niceness thing people mm-hmm. feel they have to be, or we're going to just use euphemisms for everything. We're just going to kind of tiptoe around this. We're not actually really going to dig in and do the work. So yeah, when people say like, oh, it's not the South, or they compare themselves to the South thinking that they're somehow, they've got this thing down, or they're more progressive or something like that. My response is like, I lived in the South. And you know what? Yeah, they're further along than you in some ways, in many ways.
So the way that we write the show, we write it together.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that means literally you writing words to put into my mouth and me writing words to put into your mouth. And then we kind of come together and we compare notes, so mm-hmm. to speak.
And rewrite each other.
And rewrite each other. And you know that there's words that are like Tim words, and I know that there's words that are like Camille words.
Yeah, there's lines that I don't talk like that, and I wouldn't say like that. You really kind of have to be open and vulnerable to it. But then, you know, one thing that we do is that we give each other veto power. And I can clearly remember a few times where one of us will veto a line.
Right.
Because we don't like the wording, but more often it's something more weighty, more serious, where I will say, you know, as a Black woman, that line does not work at all. You know, this line is, you know, presenting this issue or whatever from a white savior perspective, and we will not be using it in this show.
Yeah.
So much of the heavy lifting here, and I say here in this country, around race and class, and we have done a show about this, is on people of color, is on whoever is being oppressed, is on whoever is being marginalized. In this society, we always put the burden on them to do the heavy lifting. It's like, why? I'm not the one with the diversity problem. So why is it on me to be patient with you? Why is it on me to hold your hand? Why is it on me when, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a big event that happened in your community or maybe a story that touched you because it has to do with something that you care about, or every couple years when something happens and you feel some type of way about it, that then it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And everyone around me, help me make sense of this. When, you know, history tells us that a lot of people in this country who are woke or who get woke go right back to sleep eventually. How has it been like then working with me?
Awesome. And I'm not joking. I'd say that every step of the way. You've been so... Why'd you just hesitate there for a second?
I'm just curious because, you know, I think I come into this, you know, unapologetically Black and willing to check you on things.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, like, how that's... What it's been like.
Fantastic. A gift, truthfully. And it's a gift that I have to be willing to receive. And part of that is being able to look in the mirror and question myself for no other purpose than that's the right thing to do. I need to look in the mirror and question myself. And you push me to do that. And I'm grateful. There are times along the way that it had to have just been awful to work with me, I imagine. No, I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. I recognize that, you know, and I'm not proud of that, but it's the truth. And you've been very kind with me. We couldn't go into a studio and do this show together if I didn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I feel.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that made me feel so good at the end of that interview.
Oh, that was so nice. Don't worry, we're not going to spend this whole episode being mushy.
Mm-mm. After this break, we're going to answer some of the questions we've gotten from you guys.
And maybe, just maybe, debut a brand new We Live Here segment.
If time permits.
Time permits, you know.
Wait, we don't have a clock.
We'll
be back. Don't worry about it. We'll be back in a couple.
So when Tim and I are out and about recording things for the podcast, often we will get kind of the same set of questions about like what we do. And then sometimes people will ask us about ourselves. And usually, you know, like we'll answer them and everything, but we try to like keep it moving because, you know, we got a job to do.
Yeah.
But we figured like, why not?
We should just round some of them up.
We should just round some of these questions up.
We should say, too, like, this is not a scientific process. These are just, like, common things.
Yes.
That we hear.
Common questions that we get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure, like, instead of just kind of, like, keeping a tally of these questions, maybe we should, like,
just
answer them for
you guys. Just answer
so these
some.
Are, yeah. So these are questions
exactly.
That we've gotten from some of you listeners and questions we've gotten often from people who we come across as we're doing our job.
All right, here we go. The weakest drum roll assist ever. Brand new segment. We're calling Six Questions with Tim and Camille.
Yeah.
It may be the only time you hear this segment.
It will be.
It's mid-season. We got lots of good stuff we're working on.
Yeah.
But we I don't know. Let's just do this. I'm not going to try and sell it any more than we are.
Okay.
Let's just go into it.
Okay.
Question number one, we get a lot. How'd you get into this work in the first place?
Well, for me, I actually did a podcast about this, an episode about this.
You did.
When I first got to St. Louis 2 years ago, I think the first episode that I was part of was kind of like, hey, I'm here, and like, here's what you should know about me. So I'm going to punt on this one and say go listen to that go listen to that episode, because I explain a lot about who I am and all the good stuff.
Yeah. And
Tim, how did you get into this work?
Well, no, I mean, we've told this story I don't know how many times, but it was really early in 2015 at any rate. And my editor at the time was like, you know, this is after everything happened at Ferguson. This is after the grand jury decision. And there was obviously, as we like to say, there was a lot of white guilt in that room.
And a lot of white guilt money.
A lot of white guilt money. I did not know about the money part. But my editor at the time was like, you know, we've got this idea. We're going to just do like a special, they didn't even know what. I mean, like a project or something around race in St. Louis, race and class. And they were like, Tim, we all got together and decided you're going to do it, along with another reporter and my initial host, pre-Camille, pre-you, Emmanuel Berry. You guys are going to do this thing together, and it's going to last a year because you can solve all these issues in a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, piece of cake, right? Emmanuel left, and we got lucky. And you decided to sit in a small room with me with microphones for hours on end in the middle of America. And here we are.
Here we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Question two that we get a lot. How do you guys pick what shows to do?
How do we pick them? I think the shows pick us.
Yes.
No. Mostly, I think it comes from both of our sort of just general curiosity about topics. I mean, where do ideas come from? I don't know.
Everywhere,
exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's things that people ask us about. Sometimes it's stuff that we see in the news. Sometimes it's, you know, we're going through this right now in St. Louis where there's a massive event and string of events. And you go, well, what is missing in here? What is something that we can get at? And Can we actually, also the other part is, can we actually pull it off?
Yeah, it's just
the two of us.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's just the two of us who do this show. So we wear many, many hats. I like to think all the hats are cute, but they're not.
Mm-mm.
Some of them are not very cute hats.
No.
How do you
make the show?
How do we make the show? Oh, God. Whew.
Let me get a drink before we answer this one.
Yeah, where's my drink?
I don't know how to really answer that completely in a way that is succinct. I mean, how do we make it, you know, like from a technical standpoint? What do you think people are getting at when they ask that question?
I guess
it depends on the person.
I hope sometimes it sounds like magic, but it's really like not magic. It's really just a bunch of hard work. So, you know, once we maybe have decided on an idea or a direction that we want to go try to pursue, then Tim and I will go about kind of the not so sexy things of like booking interviews and trying to find sources and doing a bunch of research and going out and then actually doing the journalism part of it, which is, you know, going out and interviewing people and recording people. Mm-hmm. And then we have to come back and then we have to look at our material and we have to write and write and write and write some more.
We should say, too, like, I just want to jump in real quick. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, like, what we're doing right now, we never do in our show, which is basically go in and just say, let's riff.
Yeah, we never do this. Actually, so you guys are, like, getting this raw. Like, we're usually much more prepared and things like that. Don't tell them all the secrets. Okay?
I know, but we should say, though, like, that said, I mean, like, we have a script, but we kind of, like, interpret the script based on whatever the mood is in the room. between the two of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it's like scripting light.
Mm-hmm.
But more than talking points. It's not like we're like looking through talking points.
Yeah. Yeah. So then after we go through all that and then we come back into the studio, which we spend a lot of time in, and we have to do our voicing, and then we put the put the shows together technically. So Tim and I will usually kind of divide and conquer, and he'll take a section of the episode, I'll take a section of the episode, and we'll mix them using an audio editing software, and put music to things and sound effects and things like mm-hmm. that. And then we have another whole set of things we have to do, getting it into kind of the right distribution channels, and then worry about social media. It's very, it's really exciting, as you can tell. No, bottom line, it's a lot of work, but
it's rewarding.
But we,
it's fun.
We really
do,
like it.
Yeah, we do like it.
Okay, so
let me add this next question.
You did tell them. Go ahead.
Do you want to go to the next question, or you have something?
No. I definitely want to go to the next question.
Okay. All right. The question that we get on occasion is, can you just save us?
And I will say we get this from white people.
Yes, absolutely. That
white
is
people.
Totally true.
We only get this from white people.
And the answer is no.
Absolutely not. I cannot save you.
No. If you want to use us, and this is coming from me, obviously, because I'm talking, but if this show is in some way sort of a soundtrack to you saving yourself or trying to understand issues of race, fantastic. But no, we cannot save you.
Yeah. Can you guys come to my event?
Depends.
Heck yeah.
Are you paying?
Yeah. It just depends. Email us. Email us. And we've done a bunch of events around town. And actually, we've been traveling quite a bit this summer and going to different conferences and things like that. So mm-hmm. just email us, info@welivehere.show, and we would be happy to consider coming to your event.
All right. So the last question we get all the time. What's the next show? What are you guys doing?
Actually, our bosses ask.
It's a question usually we get a lot from our bosses. Don't worry about it.
We're like, we got it. We got it.
Don't worry about it.
But seriously, so we told you guys at the beginning that this was kind of the middle of our season. It's going to go to the end of the year. And so we've got some more great journalism coming your way. Some more good stories out of St. Louis.
Yes.
We're going to do a really fun special collaboration with a podcast that's out of Baltimore.
Called Out of the Blocks, which
out
you should, all,
you
go
should all go listen to it.
Subscribe now. Yeah.
We are going to, like you heard, we're going to do a storytelling event, another one here in St. Louis
right.
in early November. And, we might just be revisited by a higher power.
In the meantime, we should just roll credits.
Yeah.
We Live Here is produced by me, Tim Lloyd.
And me, Camille Stanley.
Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio.
And from St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is We Live Here.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.